Well, hello everybody, and welcome to a look at the solstice chart or the sun's ingress into Capricorn. But before we dive in, I do want to say, could you please subscribe to my channel? Give me a thumbs up, leave me a comment. The more that people engage with the video, the more the YouTube algorithms love it. But also, I would love it if you would watch right to the end or leave it playing right to the end, because that makes a difference too. Another aim, one of my goals for the year 2024 is to grow this channel more. So anyway, we are going to look at the ingress of the sun into Capricorn. Of course, this is the winter solstice here in the northern hemisphere, and it's also the summer solstice down in the southern hemisphere. So for us in the north, the light begins to return. Around the solstice, the sun appears to stay still for about 3 days. The word solstice literally means still sun, okay? And then in the northern hemisphere, the days begin to get longer and the nights begin to get shorter, and the reverse happens in the southern hemisphere. Sorry, I was just getting these cards out because I just remembered that I have this new deck. So I am going to pull some cards, and you guys are kind of, I'm just going to put my lovely cat on my knee. So I've been gifted a deck of cards, and this is the first time I'm going to use them. So I'm going to pull three cards from this deck for this Capricorn ingress. And this is the Tree Devia deck. Okay. The Tree Devia. And it's rather pretty. It's got these gold. Got this beautiful golden edging to it, but it's pretty much based upon the Rider-Waite deck by the looks of things. But we're going to open this and work with it. Now, the people that produce this deck sent me this deck, and they've offered anybody that likes the look of the deck and wants to give it a try a discount. So in the description below, if you want to get yourself this deck, maybe treat yourself for the holidays, you can use the discount link and the code. Okay. And full disclosure, I am an affiliate as well, and they would give me a very small payment if you buy the deck through my link, but no obligation, of course. All right. Let's pull some cards. So I'm just going to look at the chart while I do it. I'm not going to share it with you yet, but I want to look at the chart set for Washington, D.C. But of course, the sun's ingressing into Capricorn for everybody. Interesting. Wow. Okay. All reversed cards. Two of them are swords, which generally the reversed swords tend to be a little bit more fortuitous than the direct. So I'm gonna actually read from their book, seeing as we're testing out this new deck. All right, so the first card I pulled, and really the Capricorn ingress chart or the solstice chart really gives a little bit of an indicator about the next few months. I'm going to say really until the astrological new year, the Aries ingress, which happens in April, or at the end of March rather. So let's say for about 3 months, this is kind of giving a little bit of a guide about the energies of what we have coming for the next 3 months. All right, this is why we look at these ingress charts, as the light returns or as the light starts to disappear in the south. So the first card I pulled was the Nine of Wands. And this is, this really figures. So the wands are fire element. Okay, so this reversed fire element generally feels a little bit lack of energy and fire. And work their interpretation is that working your goal towards your goals seems to be taking too much of your energy. You lack motivation and feel like life is all work and no play. Even though you might feel overwhelmed, keep going as your manifestation is just around the corner. Change your focus and remember why you started, which will give you the push to move forward. This is no time for fear. So there's an affirmation with this that says, I am motivated and determined to reach my goal. Now, I would say the determination part is the important part of that card because, this is not like a horse leaping from the gate. This is slow and steady progress, and this will make sense when we look at the astrology. Okay, now the next two cards that we pulled. First, I pulled the reversed Ten of Swords. This is you are healing and starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is a reminder to stop resisting the inevitable end of a phase of your life. It may be tough, but it's for the best. Even if it doesn't seem like that at the moment, be ready to rise like a phoenix and shine again. Focus on self-care. Oh, you know how I love that focus. To speed up the recovery from old wounds, and soon enough, you will be regenerated. And the affirmation for this is I welcome and accept change as an inevitable part of my life. I just realized I can't see how you're seeing the cards. But anyway, the third card is the Page of Swords reversed. So this figures as well. I'm like, oh. Of course, you might be a bit scattered with all the ideas that you have. By wishing to do everything at once, you might end up getting nothing done fully instead. It's better to focus on one thing at a time and give it your full attention. This will produce better results and you will procrastinate less. If you are afraid of the attack from other people for expressing your opinions, don't be. Say what you mean without regrets. So, affirmation, I keep my focus on a few things at a time to avoid being distracted. All right, now let's look at the chart. Now, I'm hoping not to make this too long. I'm not going to look at any symbols because, of course, we always have the sun at zero Capricorn for this ingress. So, this is the chart for the moment the sun moves into the sign of Capricorn. On December the 21st, 2023, it doesn't move in till 10:27 p.m. Eastern. So the solstice is going to be on the 22nd for some of you, in fact, for many of you. So that's kind of interesting in itself. And I wonder actually if I change the chart to London. Let me just have a look. And then move the sun into Capricorn. It is indeed on December the 22nd, Friday. So it's going to be December the 22nd in most parts of the world, actually, which I find very interesting because on the 22nd, we also have the North Node at 22 degrees, and that is a master builder number. Well, both the nodes at 22 degrees. The master builder is, the practical building on the spiritual plane. It's a very, very powerful number to have the solstice on the 22nd in most places in the world that have a big population, and to have the nodes at 22 degrees kind of sets the scene. Of course, master numbers are because they are powerful, are also more challenging. So, we are really being called to push and to build and to know that we can do it, to go back to that nine of wands. But we have to kind of plod and focus and keep going. Now, the sun is always at zero Capricorn, of course, at this time, but this one is conjunct Mercury retrograde. They're about to Kazemi. They probably actually Kazemi the very next day. In fact, let me have a quick look at that while I talk about a couple of other things that are coming up. In fact, they actually Kazemi on the 22nd in London at 6:54 p.m. So that's all happening and on the same day. And that's, this powerful Kazemi. I talked about it in my Mercury retrograde video of saying this is a real focal point, this 0 degrees at Capricorn, because that's where the two will meet. Zero is the alpha, the omega, the infinite, new beginnings, all kinds of energy like that. Okay, so, we've got some real extra powerful new beginnings. This isn't just the start of a season. It's the big start to a season of building. Capricorn is about the structures of our lives. It's about achievement. It's about the rules, the man-made rules. It's the kind of elder wisdom energy, the energy of the crone or the elder male guide. And so Mercury coming together with the sun right after the solstice is bringing in that mind as well of revisiting, reinventing, all the rewords. But the most powerful aspect to this conjunction, or rather to the ingress of the sun, is this Earth trine to the moon in Taurus, another earth sign. So we have this earth trine really setting the scene for where we're going for the next quarter, say. This is earth, this is plodding, this is building, this is creating slowly, patiently, diligently. It's really reflected in the cards. Now, the moon is there at 0 degrees of Taurus as well. So that's got that element of new beginnings, the fool in the tarot, taking a bit of a risk, but steadily and slowly moving forward. Now, the moon is conjunct Jupiter. Jupiter is retrograde, and Jupiter is going to station retrograde just 9 days after the solstice. So Jupiter's pretty much at a standstill on this solstice, saying we're ready to start moving forward, but not yet, not yet. So, let's get the holidays out of the way before this real forward movement. At the midpoint, pretty much between the sun and the moon, the two luminaries that are speaking to each other so powerfully on this solstice, is Saturn in Pisces. So we have this earth and water energy. And so we have this connection with letting go of our limiting beliefs and having faith and trust that we can move forward with what we are building and what we are creating. I'm going to speak to this very much at your individual level. I'm not going to speak to politics and things in this video. This is such a powerful mini grand trine, they call it, and this is all at the beginning of degrees of the signs of earth and water, saying, let's sculpt the future slowly, steadily, and say, yes, we can, like the little engine that could. We can build, we can create change, but we have to have some trust, we have to have some faith, we have to move beyond some of our fears, perhaps, of not being enough and of not trusting that we can do it, and move beyond some of these limiting beliefs. Saturn being the ruler, of course, of Capricorn, very involved in all of this. Now, a couple of other things that really jump out at me, and then, I'm probably pretty much done. I might just show you the cards again just to remind you, is that there is an out of sign opposition to Vesta, and this is focus, commitment, devotion. But Vesta has just moved back into Gemini on this solstice, okay, and and so she is saying, and she's in Mercury's sign, so Mercury is opposing Vesta too, and that Gemini is really the sign of multiple ideas, multiplicity, ideas, speaking, creating, and this opposition really kind of speaks to me of what we said about those swords energy in the cards, of kind of focusing which projects you're doing, of not being scattered with all these ideas that you have. Know that you need to kind of do maybe one or two things at a time, or whatever you're doing at any one time, you have to put your full attention to, focus and devote yourself to get better results. All right. It kind of reminds me of my ADD diagnosis, and when I take the meds that I have chosen to take at the moment, I am more focused. And so Vesta is your inner flame. A good suggestion for all of this is to focus on your inner flame in your body. Pick your project you're going to work on and do it, and turn off distractions more, at least for a time. Okay. Couple of other things that jump out at me. One particular thing is these, oh, we've got this one too. Is the 20 degrees, two being really the number of the divine feminine. I've been talking for a long time about the rise of the divine feminine to be equal to the divine masculine. It's happening over and over and over again, and I'm talking energetically within all of us, the energy of receptivity and love and service and so on. Well, look at these energies at 20 degrees. So at 20 degrees Scorpio, we have Venus and asteroid, talk to the hand, Lilith, at 20 degrees Scorpio, just 2 minutes from a conjunction. Venus is just moving beyond asteroid Lilith on the solstice. And so this is really, asteroid Lilith is really the original divine feminine. She is the one that was made from the dust with Adam, and they were created equally, not from the rib or anything like that. Venus was more the energy of the female created from the rib, Eve. Now here they are, look together, saying we have to kind of create in this fertile waters of Scorpio this new energy of the original divine feminine. Incidentally, to speaking of that, this solstice on the 21st here at least is also the festival of Isis, by the way. So we're kind of returning to this more equal god and goddess standing side by side, ruling together, that kind of energy, kind of thing within us. Okay, so anyway, we've got those two working together. Then we have at 20 degrees Sagittarius in the sign of the visionary, we have Mars in a semi-sextile to these two, not really speaking to each other. Mars in Sagittarius saying, we can move forward, we can shoot our arrows. Venus and Lilith are saying, hold on a minute. And Mars is the traditional ruler of Scorpio, by the way. So these two, the divine masculine, feminine, are really kind of not seeing each other properly here. Mars in Sagittarius wants to fire ahead, run ahead, move towards those goals, those visions. This is saying, hold on a minute. Mars is also in an almost exact square to Juno, sacred contracts asteroid in the sign of meaning, service, wholeness, the priestess, Virgo. So this is also saying slow your horses, Mars. We have to kind of work on embodying this more connected, earthy, aligned energy, right? Before we can move forward. And they are all really in a dance with Uranus, who is now at his station direct degree. He doesn't station direct till a month afterwards, this a month after this, but Uranus is kind of saying, time to break these old patterns, time to kind of create something new, be innovative, create a new earth. And then we have Pluto. Pluto has moved to the anaretic degree. So even though Pluto moves into the sign of Aquarius in January, this anaretic degree takes us into this quarter, and it's a very tense time. So we're kind of going to get all of the painful energy of what's been revealed about the patriarchy right in our face at the end of this year and into 2024. But that will be about what's been revealed shadow-wise about the structures of your own lives as well. Pluto's saying, dig deep, dig deep. Pluto takes away what you thought was your power and leaves you with what is truly your power. At the end of Capricorn, saying, what do you still need to change up in the structures of your own life to move towards this new beginning? I think that's it. That's all I want to say. It's a pretty powerful, to my mind, solstice because of the moon, the two primary energies, our moon, our emotional receptivity, the divine feminine, and then the sun speaking to each other. And so, for want of a better word, the divine masculine in our modern Western view. But these two are speaking to each other, saying, let's come together and create something better, right? And it's very, very expansive. So I just want to remind you of the cards. I just want to show you the images. So there was the Ten of Wands, Nine of Wands, sorry, that depleted energy. But it's saying, cool your fire. Remember, I said about Mars aspecting Venus, asteroid Lilith, and Juno in water and earth signs, saying, slow down, Mars, cool your jets. The tortoise wins the race, all those kind of analogies. And this is about these two really are about, focusing those ideas and slowing that down as well. And really kind of, working on one thing at a time or a couple of things. But while you're working on one thing, don't get distracted by the other. I think I'll have to reactivate my shuts off social media when I'm writing. There you go. There's one little hint of how that speaks to me. So much love to you all. Blessed solstice. And I'm going to also be doing the next full moon video today. So don't forget to subscribe, all those things. Oh, one other thing before I go, I did want to mention The Nest, my private membership community. I have reinvented my private membership community. I have named it The Nest. It's got one extra call per month. It's now going to be more a place of not just the astrology. Of course, it's astrology based. I am an astrologer, but I'm also a very shamanic astrologer, wizardry, druidry astrologer. I believe in connecting with the energies of the planets in your charts and in the collective. And this will be more the focus of The Nest, a place of support, community, rebirth, initiation, whatever you want to call it. So the doors are only going to be open to The Nest for this period until January the 1st, when Mercury turns direct. So check it out and come and join the flock in the nest, huddle up. We have nest huddles, I'm going to call them now. I've created this community away from social media consciously so that people could focus all the energies we're talking about, come together, create connections, and support each other, but with me as the facilitator. So check it out and come join us. Much love to you, blessed solstice. I will see you next time.